Today we continue with lesson 41 in our study of Maseches Shavuos. Today we begin the 10th and final perek in our Maseches. And we switch to a new and different topic. Until now we have been learning about the laws of Shavuos as they apply in the agricultural sphere. Planting and plowing and deriving benefit and using peros, fias, etc. Now, we're going to move on to a different mitzvah related to Shavuos through the seventh year, and that is the mitzvah of Shmitas Ksofim. Just as general introduction, we can do no better then beginning with the words of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Mitzvah Saseh Lahashmit Hamilva B'Shviyis. It's a positive commandment in the Torah to forego debts which one is owed during the year of Shviyis. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, V'zeh Devar Hashmito. This is one of the aspects of Shemitah of the seventh year. Shomot kol ba'al mashe yodo. Every person who has a right to collect money from another person should forego that right. Shomot should drop or let go or abandon or forfeit the right to collect the debt. Ashe yashev re'yehu. A person who does go to the borrower and demand his debt, even after Shviyas is over and the year Shviyas cancels the debt, has violated, says the Rambam, Ovar alo sa'aseh, because the Pasuk says, Lo yigos esreyehu v'yesochiv. One should not oppress, one should not pressure, one should not demand the debt back from the person who borrowed. The rule is that min haTorah, this principle of Shmitas Ksofim does not apply nowadays at all, min haTorah. It only applies during the time when Yovel, the Jubilee year, the 50th year, was in effect. When there was Shmitas Karka, meaning when the fields in Eretz Yisrael all reverted to the original owner of the field from the buyer, when that rule was in effect in the time of the Yovel, then there was also Shmitas Ksofim. Debts were also cancelled. Bizman sha'ato mishamet karko ato mishamet ksofim b'chol mokom b'ein b'eretz ben b'chutz l'oretz. In the time of Yovel, the rules of Shmitas Ksofim applied everywhere, whether the United States or France or Eretz Yisrael. But when there is no Yovel, Ein ato mishamet ksofim b'shviyas afilu b'oretz. However, Midivrei Sofrim, the Rabbonon, instituted that the rules of Shmitas Ksofim should apply even nowadays, everywhere in the world, even though there's no Yovel, and the reason being, Kedei Shelo Tishtakach Torah Shmitas Saksofim Yisrael, so that the Jewish people should not totally forget that there is an ideal mitzvah of Shmitas Saksofim. The rule to keep in mind is that Ein Shavias Mishametes Ksofim Ela Besofa. The point in the seventh year at which all prior debts are cancelled is the end of the seventh year. Just before Rosh Hashanah, sun is setting, that's the point at which debts are cancelled, and from the point from which on, it is not permitted to demand a debt to be repaid to you. As the Pasuk says, there in Parshas Re'eh, Miketz Shev Hashanim Ta'aseh Shemitah. Now our mission is going to begin to delve into this law, and it's going to say basically that money can be owed to someone for all sorts of reasons, not just because the money was borrowed from that someone. There are all sorts of other monies which are due to a person, which Shemitah does not cancel. And the Mishnah will explain. First of all, Shvius Mishametes es Hamilve Bishtor Vishelo Bishtor. Or there is a discussion in Maseches Gittin and Daf Lamed Zayin about this phrase in the Mishnah. But we'll translate the words simply. That is, sometimes a person borrows money and writes a shtar. He writes on a piece of paper, I owe you $100, signed, he gets two witnesses to sign, etc. So that type of a debt is canceled by Shemitah. And similarly, Shelo Bishtar. If I just borrow money from you with no document, no papers, I just come over to you and borrow $100, that debt is also canceled by Shemitah. But Hakofas Hachanus Eino Mishametes. If I go into a grocery store and buy groceries on credit, and I buy $100 worth of groceries and leave, and one day I'll pay the grocer back, the debt that I owe the grocer, the money I owe the grocer for the groceries, is not canceled by Shemitah. Unless, continues the Mishnah, v'im aso milva. Suppose I go into the grocer, I say, okay, I've charged groceries to you now for the past several weeks. Let's make a cheshbon. How much do I owe you? And we figures out, yeah, I owe you $100 plus $36 plus $74, etc. He makes a cheshbon. You owe me altogether $305. Then that transmutes or transforms what previously was a bill from the grocer into a bona fide debt, into a milva. That, harezo mishametes, that Shemitah does cancel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, horishon rishon mishamet. Suppose I come on the first of the month and I go into the grocer and I order groceries for $100. And then I come again on the 15th of the month and again I order groceries for $100. So the first with the second charge, the first charge reverts from being just a bill to the grocer to a debt. Rishon, rishon, mishamet. So if I do it 10 times, so the first 9 times, at the time of the 10th charge, the first 9 charges revert to becoming debts. Each becomes a milva and therefore is canceled by Shemitah. Only the last one is, quote, merely a bill to the grocer, which has to be paid, and Shemitah does not cancel it. Mishnah goes further. Sechar sochir eino mishamet. Wages that you owe to a worker, Shvius does not cancel. A worker did work for you. You owe him the money. You can't say, well, Shemitah just came, Shemitah just passed, it's the end of Shemitah, I don't have to pay you. No. Sechar sochir eino mishamet. Unless, continues the Mishnah, v'im aso milva. Suppose a worker came and said, no, I've been working you for 6 months, let's make a cheshbon. And I say, you're right, okay, I owe you $444.19. That renders the wages into a debt that I owe the worker. Once it's a debt, I raise a mishamet. Shemitah is mishamet. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol melocha sheposekes bashvius mishametes. Again here, various interpretations of this last part of the Mishnah. But we've been following most of the time, or certainly much of the time, the approach of the Rash, Rabbeinu Shimshon. And he understands this to mean quite simply. If the work ended during Shvius, the 7th month, the 9th month of Shemitah, the worker finished whatever he was doing, painting the house, fixing the plumbing, whatever it was, the job is done. Then, Mishametes, once the job is over, then the work that he did, the wages owed to him for the work that he did, is considered like a milva, and the end of Shemitah cancels my requirement to pay him. However, v'sheinu posekes bashvius, suppose you have a type of work that's ongoing, and it began in the year Shishis, and it's going to continue into the year Shminis, then it's continual, and we have a principle of schiros eino mishtalemes ela besof, and the person does work for a protracted amount of time. The money due to him is due to him when the job is done, and here the job is not over yet, and Shemitah passed by, the end of Shemitah passed by, so eino mishametes, Shemitah does not cancel the wages due to this person for the work that he did up until Shemitah went into effect, or the Shemitah's Ksofim went into effect. So that's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis necessitates a little bit of background. In the time of the Mishnah, instead of a calendar that we have to look up when is Rosh Chodesh, they were Mekadesh L'Chodesh al Pira'iyah, meaning witnesses who saw the new moon would come to Beis Din HaGadol and say, we saw the new moon, etc. And on the basis of that, the day of Rosh Chodesh was established. However, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, complicated process, but both days, day 30 and day 31, were considered to be Rosh Hashanah. So now, if it turns out that Elul was Me'ubar, that Elul was a longer month, and day 30 really belonged to Elul, so day 30 was not yet Rosh Hashanah. Day 31 is Rosh Hashanah. If, however, Elul is not Me'ubar, Eber is only 29 days, then day 30 is Taka Rosh Hashanah. So suppose you have a situation of Hashochet es HaPora v'chilko b'Rosh Hashanah. A person shechted a pora, a cow, and chopped it into meat, sections of meat, and distributed the meat on Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year, meaning on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So now, im hachodesh me'ubor, if Rosh Elul was me'ubor, meaning Elul was 30 days, so then when does Rosh Hashanah come? When does a real Rosh Hashanah come? At the end of the 30th day. That's when Shemitah ends. That's when Shemitah's Ksofim kicks in. So the money owed to that butcher for that meat is cancelled with the Shemitah. Im hachodesh me'ubor mishamet v'yim lav. If, however, Elul is not me'ubor, so day 30 is already the real Rosh Hashanah. It's the first day of the next year. So when was the Shemitah's Ksofim in effect? Erev Rosh Hashanah, at the evening at the end of the day of Choftes. No, that day is already passed when this Porah was cut up into sections and the meat was distributed. The Mishnah then continues and says that there are various other kinds of monies that are owed that Shemitah does not cancel. And the first series are fines, knossos, which are imposed by the Torah. The Torah requires certain criminal acts that the criminal, the perpetrator, has to pay a certain fixed amount. Ha'ones, a rapist. Ha'mafata, a person guilty of a persuasive rape, of statutory rape. Ha'mozi shemra, a person who falsely accuses his wife of adultery, etc. V'chol ma'asa bezdin, any psak, any ruling of Bezdin. Bezdin says, you owe $50 for passing a red light, or you owe $1,000 because you caused a disturbance, public disturbance, or whatever it is. If it's a masa Bezdin, that money, that those kinds of debts, einon mishamtin, are not cancelled by Shemitah. Hamal v'lamashkom, if someone borrows money for security, someone comes to me and says, lend me $100, I'll give you my watch as security. So those types of debts are not cancelled by Shemitah. Hamal v'al hamashkom, it's not mishamet. V'hamosesh derosov lebezdin, if a person has various people owe him money, so he takes all the shtoros, all the IOUs that he's holding, and brings it to Bezdin and says, Bezdin, you collect for me, einon mishamtin. These types of debts are not cancelled by Shemitah's Ksofim. The reason being is because the pasuk reads in Parshas Re'eh, "Va'asher yihyeh lecha es ochicha tashmet yodecha," that which you have from your brother, meaning your brother owes you such and such, tashmet yodecha, your hands should release him, should forfeit the debt. However, in the case of a mashkan, it's not so much that you have something that he owes you something. You owe him something back. You're holding a mashkin of his. So malvala mashkin is eino mishame. That's one of the reasons given. When it comes to Moser Shtaros of Levez, and why is that not mishame? Because again, the pasuk says, v'hasher yihyeh lecha es achicha. Here, you're no longer collecting money from your brother. You gave it over to Beis Din that they should do the collecting for you. So, in such a situation, Shemitah is not Mishamet. So we have finished the first two Mishnayos in the 10th Perek, and in the process have completed lesson number 41.